You know, somebody has to die in order to maintain the office.
Is somebody up there in the balcony?
Hunter, can you tell us if there's anybody left in Washington as evil as Nixon? And if so, are they in a position of responsibility?
If there was, I wouldn't be here, man. I'd be in Washington.
Do you name names?
No, that's what I mean. There's nobody. That's one of the problems of writing about politics now, or even political journalism. You got to have real ugly bastards to crank you up. And who are the boogeymen now? I flew out from Chicago with sitting next to one of the great boogeymen of our time, as far as I'm concerned, a truly evil person, Colson. When he was in the government, yes, Tex. He was the one who said, "Once you get him by the balls, their hearts and minds will follow." That's what he had above his desk in the White House.
You got a question down here?
Why is Idi Amin still alive? Well, nobody's crazy enough to go in there and challenge him, apparently. Once you get people intimidated that badly, and he apparently has them very seriously intimidated with massive firing squads and huge, you know, D-9 graves, stuff like that. We're talking about Idi Amin here, and why is he still alive? Are you disturbed about Amin? Well, what would you do about him then? I'm not. We've forgotten about what's happening in Uganda? Not me. I'm trying to get an assignment to go there and talk to Amin. Well, yeah, it's like going out of the swamp, you know, to visit the alligator king. It's the best odds are 50-50 that I will not come out of that country if I go in. It's kind of reassuring.
You got a question up there?
Excuse me, but I have to cut you off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Is this right?
Who's talking, women? No, you have no microphone.
Come on. Could you give up the microphone, please?
No, you can, in a second, you can do, yeah, you're next. But
this is not political, and it may sound really naive, but how do you escape structure? Well, you do. You are incredible, you're wonderful, and your degeneracy.
I have a feeling that I didn't hear enough of that to be confident. I heard enough to know that it's a dangerous question, but not enough to answer it. You have to tell me again.
Do you want to try again?
Well, I heard just enough I think I should be careful with this.
No, I'm serious.
Well, but I just can't hear exactly what you want me to tell you.
No, say what you want to say.
Well, what?
What?
Your earlier question was different from that last one.
Yeah. What? Do you want me to repeat it?
What's that?
Would you like me to repeat it? All right.
Yeah, it was an interesting question. But I want to hear it.
I am impressed by your ability to escape structure the way I feel like I'm a prisoner of it, sort of. And it seems in some of your writings you've been able to do that, but, I mean, you express yourself or something within yourself that way. I want to know how you can, I hate to use the word degenerate, it's the only thing I think of, but. No, it's I'm not.
You were doing so well. degenerate, well, that's my word.
I know you heard me the first time.
And you know what? I just didn't hear it. I'm sorry. I'm not combative here.
Well, I don't know if I'm coming across right.
Everything I heard, everything perfectly up to degenerate, then I laughed, and you said something in the middle of it. What was the second, the thing after degenerate?
How do you do it?
How do I maintain as a degenerate?
Well, no.
I told you it was a dangerous question.
No, you... We might forget it because I'm not coming across the right way.
It's a mechanical. I think it's a mechanical question or failure.
Well, okay.
Or maybe a question of your own sanity.
That's right, yeah.
Why do you figure that since I can live outside a structure, which I'm kind of paraphrasing, that I must be either degenerate or insane?
It's not. I mean, I'm using campy word. I think you know what I'm asking you. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you escape from something.
Neither do I. That's an honest...
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. You have to run real fast and never sleep much.
Thank you.